Exclusive, Representative Ryan Zinke. Harris waltzes progressive liberal ticket of sanctuary cities and abandonment. By Hannah Knudsen on August 28, 2024. The Harris waltz ticket is a progressive liberal ticket representing sanctuary cities, defunding police, and the policy of abandonment. Representative Ryan Zinke, R. Mount, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. This ticket is the most progressive liberal ticket. It's San Francisco and Minneapolis, home of defunding the police, sanctuary cities, and tampons in the boys' bathrooms. And abandonment, Zinke, a former Navy SEAL, said, referencing the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. Watch, U.S. veteran, Tim Walz should drop out of presidential race for lying about his rank. Both Harris and Walz, he, abandoned his post the moment his unit goes to deploy. He abandons them, and he lies about it. Ironically, there's so many parallels between Harris and Afghanistan and Walz's phony record, Zinke observed. It goes further than that, though, Zinke said, pointing out that Harris is directly connected to the disastrous foreign policy of President Joe Biden, as she has stood by his side. Watch, Trump releases video commemorating 3-year anniversary of Afghanistan attack and shredding Kamala. Host Mike Slater asked Zinke what he thinks former President Donald Trump means when he promises that if he is elected, there will be no World War III. Well, militarily, you know, we face under the Biden-Harris policy, which she's aligned to. She helped form it. She agrees with it. We're facing a major regional conflict in Ukraine with no objectives and no plan. $150, $160 billion into it. We're facing direct ICBMs launched from Iran into Israel. Largely because the Biden administration and Harris has circumnavigated much of the sanctions that allowed billions of dollars to flow into the coffers of the same people that are launching missiles supporting Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis, he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Ryan Zinke. R. Mount, August 27, 2024. We have Venezuela, which we're getting oil from. Because this administration refuses to take it from our ally Canada. So we have Maduro looking at taking his neighbor. Oh, and we got China. We got China breathing down the neck of everyone in the Pacific. Expanding their military reach, and being a general bully, adversary, and possible enemy, Zinke said. So, when Trump says he's, Kim Jong-un, going to avoid us, remember, North Korea was launching missiles like crazy. It was President Trump that walked across the North Korea border. And to a degree, he had a relationship with the Rocket Man. At least the Rocket Man was not launching with Trump, Zinke said. His foreign policy is America first. Trump tends to do what he says he's going to do, Zinke concluded. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.